From the halls of every school in Michigan, this is School Talks on 760 WJR with Dr. Robert Livernoy. Sponsored by Wakely Associates, Plant Moran, Real Point, Collins and Plaha, O'Reilly Rancilio PC Attorneys at Law, Clark Construction, and by Must Construction Careers. Now, take your seats. Class is in session. Here's Robert.
Welcome to School Talks. Our program today comes to you from the Macomb Intermediate School District. We are welcoming all of the employers who are participating in the county's Manufacturing Week, which is a week-long celebration of all of the career and technical education opportunities for students. We have a great lineup for you today, including Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle and the Superintendent of the Macomb Intermediate School District, Mike DeVault. We'll also be joined by Shannon Williams, the Career and Technical Education Consultant from the Macomb Intermediate School District, and Jody Wiat, who is fueling the talent pipeline for Macomb County. We'll also be joined by representatives of two participating companies in this career and technical education event, Paul Patrish from Elite Mold and Engineering and Jody Henry from the Human Resources Department of Paslin Corporation. All this and more, we got a great show for you today. This is School Talks on 760 WJR.
This is School Talks on WJR with Dr. Robert Livernoy.
Joining us now on the program is County Executive Mark Hackle from Macomb County, along with the Superintendent of the Macomb Intermediate School District, Mike DeVault. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Bob, for WJR hosting us today.
I appreciate the opportunity to come out. We're here at the kickoff of Manufacturing Week here in Macomb County, which I knew well as my time as superintendent is a incredibly valuable opportunity for students. And Mike, I'd like to ask you to give us a good perspective. What's happening here today as part of the kickoff to Manufacturing Week here in the county?
Well, today we have several hundred manufacturers here today that sponsor when we get to Manufacturing Week, which will be coming soon, to provide all of our students an opportunity to learn and understand all the great opportunities in southeastern Michigan for manufacturing jobs. It's been just a real blessing here for all of our students. And just for your audience to know, you have been a key person in promoting this, both in your previous job and this current one. And we're just thankful that WJR is highlighting this for all of our parents, grandparents, and particularly for our employers.
Yeah, you know, our entire team here at School Talks and at the station understands the importance of how manufacturing has changed and how important it is that people have an understanding of what it is now compared to what it may have been years ago. So that's a really good point. And part of the week involves students visiting employers.
Yes.
Any thought? I think I read in my research maybe a couple thousand students are going to be involved.
Exactly. Right. This is our 13th year, and it's and as Mark just highlighted to the all of our employers, it's one of the largest, maybe the largest, effort in the United States of America. And it just keeps getting, it just keeps building more and more each year. And it's just a great asset for to give our students an opportunity to actually visit, talk to people that are in these industries and learn and what great opportunities there are for their future.
And County Executive Hackle, how did Manufacturing Day and the partnership with the county get started? Because I understand there's actually like a bus tour, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about how the county got involved.
Yeah, well, your former life as a superintendent, you were heavily involved in part of that process. You know, now your new role as a radio talk show host, you know, it's a kind of unique opportunity to kind of get some of the word out about things that have happened. And, you know, we're fortunate you were able to experience that, so you understand exactly what we're talking about here today. And with that being said, you know, our planning department, when I first became county executive, we realized there was a big challenge with manufacturing. And the biggest problem was, you know, the jobs were starting to leave. Manufacturers were closing down. So the question became, you know, what do we do? And, you know, I even went to Lansing and talked to then-Governor Snyder. Said, you know, what do we plan on doing? What's the thought? And people are thinking we need to rethink what we're doing and what we're all about. And, you know, our planning department and the manufacturers around here said, you know what, this is our lifeline. This is what we're all about. This is kind of our history. We need to double down on it. And so we did. And so with that, we started working on the ecosystem, our educational partners. partners, our obviously the superintendents, the ISD here with Mike DeVault, and the manufacturers, and said, you know, what can we do to help, and how do we start lifting this back up? Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, fast forward to where we're at today, it is amazing how far we have come. And, you know, to see we are one of the largest, as Mike had mentioned, celebrations of Manufacturing Day, not just for a day, and now we talk about it for a week. This is something we do on a daily basis, connecting with our schools, our educators, to find that talented workforce that's out there to introduce kids to the opportunities in manufacturing. And I'm going to tell you, it's been a long journey, but one that has really paid off heavily for obviously the kids looking for jobs, as well as the manufacturers finding employees.
Mm-hmm. You know, in my time as superintendent, I was very much aware of the fact that up and down Van Dyke is, I think, 11 of the world's largest defense contractors. And that might give you an impression of sort of the connection to the military and aerospace. But when you move away from that, it is all over this entire county. I've met more through this opportunity and my experience of what used to be a mom and pop shop is now a highly skilled manufacturing sector. And I actually look forward on the program today to interview some of the employers who are participating in this event, just given how important it is, not only to them, but for our students at large.
And interesting you say that, because, you know, back then I didn't realize it. We're the defense capital of the Midwest,
yeah.
And we never promoted that. We didn't get out there and talk about it, mm-hmm. So we started working with the state and said, you know what, how do we bring the Michigan Defense Center, from the MEDC down to this cluster of assets we have between Van Dyke and Road, just north of 696 up into Sterling Heights. And so we did that, brought it here to protect the industry because there was others trying to replicate what we had. But it has come so far, we're no longer worrying about the protection. We're seeing the growth, and everybody is on board, not just Macomb County, the entire region and the state. And we are seeing an increase. And so, you know, I dare say someday we will become the defense capital of the United States, mm-hmm. and the work that's being done and where we're headed.
And, you know, the diversity of work that's happening here makes us that much more insulated if the economy takes a turn. You know, as we know well, being, you know, automotive centric for so long, when that declined, the trickle-down effect was massive. But now, the kinds of work that's happening away from the automotive sector is really a neat weatherproofing opportunity for the long-term prospect of the county. So, Executive Hackle, why do you think it's important for businesses to participate in this event?
You know, number one is an opportunity to kind of get a first-hand look at some of these kids that are coming through your facilities. And I just use the word cherry pick. There's some kids that are coming through, and they can identify. You see it. You see it when you had students coming through the schools. You just kind of had a feel for which ones were going to excel at certain areas. And, you know, I did when I taught at the police academy. You know, that's kind of a different industry, if you will. But when I taught there, I saw these kids coming through, and I realized, you know what, how do we make sure we get a resume in their hand so we can bring them on board, you know, working within our department? Well, that's what these companies are going to have an opportunity to do if and when they participate in Manufacturing Day. These kids are coming through their doors. They're exploring. They're seeing what's happening. And you could tell the ones that are really going to be interested. And, you know, from that moment, they have an opportunity to make a connection for them. So for the kids, it's a stable, good-paying job as an opportunity in their future. And to see it, touch it, feel it, it may be something that they want. So, you know, we're seeing the success of that. And there's been a lot of success stories. In fact, today there are going to be a few kids up there talking about that, how their Manufacturing Day adventure led to a good-paying job. And they're really, you know, having a passion for something they're doing.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Mike, what do you think from the student perspective, why it's important for students to participate in an event like this?
Well, it's particularly important because they get a open their eyes to manufacturing. It's about aerospace and also dealing with and developing products that are sold throughout the United States and throughout the entire world. I mean, we've got manufacturers that chose Macomb County because of the workforce, and they know that we have a great quality of life here. We have a good school system that produces people that can do that sophisticated kind of work. And if a student has the opportunity to see and watch and understand the dynamics of that, it opens up all kinds of opportunities and doors. And everything from doing, like I said, aerospace to defense to manufacturing, there are hundreds of opportunities that lead to great paying jobs, a secure employment, and a good future for our students.
One last thought, County Executive Hackwell. Any thought on the economic impact impact of manufacturing in terms of an event like this and all this diversity that's happening in the county?
Yeah, multi-billion dollar industry. We actually add to the nation's economy. And probably the easiest way of putting that, Bob, is simply put, we had a situation with a really bad road. It was Mound Road. And we just hadn't had the funding to support that. So what we did is we put for an infra grant at the federal level to say, you know what, we need to fix this road. And I'm saying that for the reason. The federal government will, you know, they pick different projects, and for the first time ever, they picked a local road project, and that was Mound Road. And the reason they picked it wasn't because it was a bad road, it was a crumbling road, and they thought, you know, well, we feel sorry for Macomb County, let's fix that road. We brought all our industry partners together, we had the state involved in this, and even those that understood, you know, the economic impact. And we told the story about that economic impact, that cluster of assets we have in and around Warren and Sterling Heights. And because of that, that is how we got $100 million, first time ever the federal government put money toward a local road project to that extent. Nothing is ever, we've never seen the likes of that before. Mm-hmm. And we were able to solve a problem because we sold and we pitched to the federal government that this cluster of assets, this corridor, needs to be fixed because of the impact that that corridor has on the nation's economy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're very fortunate to have all of our employers working alongside of us for many reasons, you know, giving kids an opportunity to see what's happening, providing, you know, an economy here for Macomb County. But I'm going to tell you, even that helped us provide an opportunity to fix a road that we would otherwise never been able to fix.
And you know, this might not be talked about much, but I was still superintendent when I attended my first Innovate Mound meeting and saw some of the blueprints. And I can tell you firsthand, I'm sure the statistics will show this, but Mound Road is substantially safer given the way they reduce so many of those what we call Michigan turnarounds, and there's longer stretches of travel that reduce the potential for people trying to cut lanes. And I know this because our transportation and nutrition service center is on Mound Road. So every day 100 school buses are pulling out on the mound trying to navigate all those turnarounds, and that design has been incredibly beneficial to safety and just moving people up and down the road. So.
And we'd still be trying to figure out a solution to that had it not been our economic partners coming together to tell that story. And again, we're so fortunate to see that. But again, it all centers around what we have here in Michigan, especially in Southeast Michigan, and that's manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. Mike DeVault, Mark Hackle, I want to thank you both for joining me on School Talks, giving us a really good impression and kickoff of Manufacturing Week here. Just for our School Talks listeners, starting tomorrow is Manufacturing Week in Macomb County that culminates on Friday, and it's part of a national movement. I'm pretty sure we're one of the beacons of that national movement now, and I'm proud to have been part of it, and I really appreciate your time today. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Coming up after the break, we'll chat with Shannon Williams and Jody Wiatt, two critical people responsible for this great event. This is 760 WJR.
This is School Talks on WJR with Dr. Robert Livernoy, sponsored by Wakely Associates, Plant Moran, Real Point, Collins and Plaha, O'Reilly Rancilio PC Attorneys at Law, Clark Construction, and by Must Construction Careers. Once again at the head of the class, Dr. Livernoy.
Joining us now on the program from the Macomb Intermediate School District is Career and Technical Education Consultant Shannon Williams, and from Macomb County, the Senior Outreach Specialist Fueling the Talent Picture, Jennifer Wiatt. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Shannon, I'd like to start with you. How does Manufacturing Day serve as an opportunity for students to explore career options in the manufacturing industry?
Oh, this is just such a fantastic day and, well, really week-long event where, you know, a lot of times we have the programs at the high school and the students might be able to take the class during their normal day, but sometimes they don't. So it's really hard for students to envision a career in manufacturing when they can't see it. So, you know, they drive around their town, they see all these buildings because manufacturing is so big in here, but they're never able to go inside the door to really, like, unveil what's happening in the pathways and the careers that are there. So, you know, Manufacturing Day really was a concerted effort to say, let's, you know, pull back the curtain, take students inside, get them connected, and take them to the employers to really show them what's out there.
You know, back in my time as superintendent, I used to talk with students who really appreciated the fact that they drove by all of these industries every day to and from school and never ever knew what was in there until they had an opportunity to come and visit things like that. And how many employers do we have participating this year?
So this year we have 70 different employers hosting 73 different tours. So we had about 2,000 students roughly going out in a few weeks. And, you know, that's usually about par for the course for the last few years. It's been growing ever since the conception of it 12 years ago, right, Jennifer?
Yep.
So we just keep on getting bigger and bigger. And, you'll hear kind of throughout the day in different conversations you've had is just the impact that it's had in our community. So it's an event we really look forward to. I think our districts, we have kind of brand identity now. Districts are used to it. They want to participate. Students want to participate. Parents look for it now. So because we've been doing it for so many years.
And could you connect for our School Talks listeners how this local event connects to the national movement?
Yeah, so the national movement started about the same time that we started our movement, where everybody's like, okay, we have a crisis in our country. We need manufacturing to, you know, be reborn and rebranded. And in partnership with the county's team, we kind of came together and we said, okay, let's get on board with this. And I mean, we've just accelerated. So we're one of the largest, I think, Jennifer.
We are the largest.
So we are the largest in the country, really, as far as scale in one event. And we encourage our employers to, you know, register with the national event to kind of get our name out there. So we can kind of be a beacon in Macomb to say, look at what we're doing, because it's pretty great.
And, you know, when you think about the density of manufacturing in Macomb County, County Executive Hackle spoke about that earlier, is the opportunity that's available for students right here in our own backyard is extraordinary. Jennifer, let me ask you, in doing some research for this program, I understand you have a pretty neat success story about a student that was inspired by this to pursue something that they participated in.
Actually, we've seen many success stories, but one that I particularly like to tell is I was touring a manufacturing site in Romeo, Michigan, and as I'm walking around with the plant manager, he's talking about how he hires a lot of Romeo students. And as he says this, we come around the corner, and there's a young person with a Romeo baseball cap on his head working. And I said, well, you know, I'm not shy. Let me go and talk to this new employee. So I just said, you know, so how did you find out about this company? I said, have you ever heard of Manufacturing Day? And as I said that, he smiled. Little did I realize he had two t-shirts on. And he lifted the first t-shirt up, and underneath was his Manufacturing Day t-shirt from the year prior.
Wow.
So that is how he ended up working for this company in Romeo.
And as you said, there are many of those stories.
Many.
And, you know, when you consider what this region was back in what, you know, our parents would say was the manufacturing heyday, well, a lot of those processes and infrastructure is still here, and it's neat to see employers responding to the changes in the workforce and creating those development opportunities for students. So that's a great story. Shannon, let me ask you, how has the Macomb Intermediate School District partnered with these manufacturers, specifically along maybe different pathways to help students learn about all the different kinds of opportunities there are?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, because there's so many different ways. So while we're here celebrating Manufacturing Day and the breakfast and bringing everybody together, these same partners still partner with us on things like advisory boards. All of our career and technical education programs need them, and a lot of them serve on those boards. And they also, we have a really great younger student opportunity called Little Inventors, and we're going to highlight it here today as well to see if they want to get involved. But it's, you know, third and fourth graders. They, you know, they sketch out and they imagine a challenge to a problem, something they would invent, and they partner with one of our local companies and they build it for them. They take it from art to part, and that is our manufacturing community that steps up. One of the companies, Taurus, that we're looking at today, the video, they actually became involved with Little Inventors after last year's Manufacturing Day breakfast. So it became like full circle. We were able to highlight it. They got involved. And, you know, it's not just one student, because the student, tons are chosen. But the one that is chosen, their entire class gets to go. So this is our younger population of students that now get exposed to the idea of manufacturing, and, you know, that everything is made. So, you know, they have different toys or different things, but it was manufactured. It didn't just come into existence. So our partners have been great. They partner with us on things like that and our advisory committee meetings to help with curriculum. So we just so appreciate them.
So, Jennifer, what are some of the goals you have for this year's event through the kind of work that you do?
Well, honestly, somewhat similar to Shannon's. With Fueling the Talent Pipeline, the whole purpose of this initiative in the county is to connect industry to the schools and expose the students in all industries to what's out there, because they don't know. And it's all about exposure, getting them involved and seeing what they could possibly do as, you know, a future career. So our goals, we have two goals actually with this initiative. One, we want the students to have a better plan as they graduate.
You know, and one thing you said that made me think of this is, as much as this may help students learn about things that they want to do, it also helps them understand what they might not want to do.
Correct.
To further refine what they eventually want to do with their career.
And so, also, let me just add to that, when a student figures out what it is that they want to do, if they've been to a company that matches what it is they want to do, they may end up working there. Mm-hmm. So it's fueling the pipeline, the workforce pipeline, for the businesses that do get involved.
Just such a relevant opportunity. Shannon Williams from the Macomb Intermediate School District and Jennifer Wiat, a senior outreach specialist from Macomb County, Fueling the Talent Pipeline. I want to thank you for joining me on School Talks today. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk with Jody Henry from Human Resources and the Operations Department at Paslin Corporation. This is 760 WJR.
School Talks on WJR with Dr. Robert Livernoy.
Welcome back to School Talks. We're now joined by Jody Henry, the Human Resources Training Partner in Operations at Paslin Corporation here in Macomb County. Welcome to the program, Jody.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you stopping by as we continue our day here at the Macomb Intermediate School District, having the opportunity to chat with some employers who are participating in Manufacturing Week, not to mention Manufacturing Day this Friday. But what has inspired your company to participate in an event like this?
Well, Paslin's inspiration to participate in Manufacturing Day really stemmed from the need to strengthen our talent pipeline and ensure that we really had enough of a workforce to meet customer demands. And there were several little key factors, I guess, that would also, I would say, also influence that, which is we have an aging workforce. A lot of people reach retirement in the next 5 to 7 years. And coupled with that, there were fewer people getting into manufacturing over the last decade, really. Mm-hmm. And together, those challenges really created that significant talent shortage across this manufacturing sector.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many years Paslin has participated?
It's been, I want to say 11, or this might be the 12th year for us.
Yeah, that speaks volumes.
Correct.
To the value for you. So yeah. From that, what goals do you hope to achieve by allowing students, you know, opening your doors and allowing students in to see your company and the work you do?
Yeah, I would say this year our goal is pretty simple, and that's to highlight the reality of modern manufacturing and inspire students to consider careers and really attract that new generation of skilled workers.
Mm-hmm. So as far as a future employee, are there specific skills or traits that you look for in someone that you maybe would like to highlight during a tour like this?
Oh, yeah. So careers in manufacturing really require talent with strong technical abilities, such as like equipment operation, digital fluency, STEM skills. But in addition to the technical skills, modern manufacturing really requires that critical thinking and problem-solving skills, as well as adaptability, attention to detail, and effective communication.
Mm-hmm. So help our School Talks listeners understand, what is it that you do at Paslin? Like, what kinds of things do you work on? on or things you make or stuff. What happens there?
So to put it, I guess, in simplest terms, is we design and build automated assembly systems. We're primarily for the automotive industry, but we have really branched out. We're doing a lot of work for warehousing conveyor systems as well. So everything at Paslin, it starts right at the very beginning in engineering. So we design it, then we build it on our floor, and then we go and install it at the customer's facility, and they're the ones really running those lines, if you will.
So when you mentioned the word automated, it made me think about, I saw once on television how a major corporation like FedEx, how they have those giant conveyor belts that move packages and then
sort of sweep
them into different bins based on where they, is that a reasonable connection to the work you do?
It is, yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, in addition to the automotive sector, so automated assembly systems that build cars, right? Yeah.
And, offhand, do you know what percent of the work you do is automotive related compared to others?
I would say over the last couple years, it has increased being warehousing conveyor systems because the automotive industry is a little bit slow. Mm-hmm. But primarily, we were known for our automation for building automated assembly systems, framing lines, pretty much any truck that you, I can name a bunch, but the frame of those trucks were built on a line that we built.
I see. Yeah. And you know, I remember as a kid, you'd go to a store, you know, a department store, you know, an old store like Kmart, and if you were looking for something in particular that wasn't on the floor, you could ask someone, hey, do you have any more of these in the back? Well, most places don't keep stock like that because everything is sort of real-time delivery,
yes.
Which makes me appreciate how important it is to have efficient warehousing
in
terms of how you move boxes and products and that. And that's a neat understanding of what happens at Paslin. How would you like the community to understand modern manufacturing through an event like this? What do you hope people understand from it, especially for maybe people outside who aren't necessarily visiting your place?
Yeah, well, our goal is to really help get the message out that this industry has fundamentally shifted away from a reliance on manual labor to an embrace of advanced technology, data, and skills that have, you know, soft skills, if you will, problem-solving skills. So modern manufacturing environments are clean, technologically advanced, they're collaborative. They really demand a new set of hybrid skills that combine that technical and digital competency with a soft skill.
You know, in my time as superintendent of Warren Consolidated Schools, we participated regularly in this event, and I remember visiting many businesses, and it is not anything like you would think an old factory would be. Some of the places we visited, and yours is probably like this, it's as clean as a hospital in there.
It's so amazing, the change.
Yeah, just given the sensitivity of the equipment you're dealing with, there's not, it doesn't have, you would never know that this is somehow related to manufacturing because there's no smokestacks and grime or anything like that. It is a high-tech, like I said, it's almost like being in a hospital.
Yeah, so different.
Given how clean the floors are and that. So what advice would you give to other companies who might be thinking about participating in this event?
Well, first I'd say I would encourage them just to get involved and join in that mission of promoting modern manufacturing careers and dispelling these outdated perceptions of the industry. But next, I would suggest that they check out the Manufacturing Day website, the national website, so the MFG.com. It offers a ton of valuable resources for them. But finally, I think, and this is, again, coming from a decade of hosting, partnering, sponsoring these events, is to really create an interactive tour for students and faculty, right? So that they are coming and getting kind of hands-on activities, if you will. Doesn't have to be necessarily hands-on, but it should be smaller activities along a tour stop that give them some kind of engaging activity. It might be that you have a robot there with a teach pendant and they can jog the robot. It might be that you have something that simulates real-world work but isn't, right? So a table with a Lego activity where they're having to use a print to put something together, right? It can resemble things that we do in our industry. And then I would say, making it interactive, it inspires curiosity, right? It engages the students and sparks their interest to get in, you know, get into the industry, more so than sitting in a conference room for a few hours watching a presentation, sure. Right? So,
Jody Henry from Paslin Corporation here in Macomb County. I want to thank you for stopping by and really giving our School Talks listeners a neat perspective on what you do to help Manufacturing Day be a success. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is School Talks on 760 WJR.
School Talks on WJR is sponsored by Wakely Associates, Plant Moran, Real Point, Collins & Plaha, O'Reilly Rancilio PC Attorneys at Law, Clark Construction, and by Must Construction Careers. Now let's get back to class. Once again, your host, former Superintendent Dr. Robert Livernoy.
Joining us now from Elite Mold and Engineering up in Shelby Township is Paul Patrish. Welcome to the program, Paul.
Good morning.
So, Paul, I appreciate you taking time to share your thoughts about participating in this great event here for Manufacturing Day. And I think a good place to start is, how long have you and your company been participating, and what keeps you coming back each year?
Yeah, great question. We've been part of Manufacturing Day for several years now. What keeps us coming back is the impact that we have on the kids. Every year we get to open up our doors, show off our advanced technologies, like our newest 3D metal printer we just purchased in November. And most importantly, it allows us to connect with the students. We get to see their excitement, and it really reminds us of why we're in this trade and why it matters.
So let me ask a clarifying question. You said a metal 3D printer?
Yes.
I know for years kids had tinkered with plastic.
Right.
How new of a technology is metal 3D printing?
We are the only plastic injection mold shop in the state of Michigan to have this technology.
Wow.
Yeah. It is a company out of San Francisco called Mantle, and it allows us to take the 3D CAD model of the tool and actually 3D print the tool out of metal, Center it, harden it, and put it in the tool and actually start producing parts very quickly.
But talk about a new frontier in manufacturing.
It's some Star Trek stuff going on.
I'll say. So you mentioned when the kids come to your place, how do your employees respond when the students come to your shop?
Our employees love it. They're proud to show the students what they do, and it gives them the chance to really become a mentor to the younger students for the day. It gives them a chance to explain how the work we do ends up in aerospace, automotive, consumer goods, military. We cast a pretty wide marketing net, so it gives them a chance to reinforce what they do and really show the kids how it makes a difference.
And they see this firsthand
at
the shop.
Yeah. They get hands-on experience.
How many employees at your shop, roughly?
We have 20 employees right now.
20 employees doing the work, and students are, you're one of the stops this year on Manufacturing Day this week coming up.
Yep.
It gives them a great opportunity to see that. From your perspective, working at the Mold and Engineering place, how do you hope students benefit from visiting your facility? What do you think it's important for them to take away?
Yeah, we want them to leave excited and know that there's opportunity in manufacturing. Excitement about the technology they see, opportunity and knowing that there is a great career in manufacturing these days, even without going to college for a four-year degree. Mm-hmm. A four-year college degree isn't for every student. We want them leaving thinking to themselves, you know, I can see myself doing this. If they see themselves doing this and they walk away excited, then we've succeeded.
Absolutely. And how long has your shop been up there in Shelby Township?
We've been in business since 1982, so over 40 plus years. We've been in Shelby Township around 25 years.
So given the length you've been there, could you share with our School Talks listeners a little bit about how the industry has changed in terms of what kind of work you're doing as a supplier to big manufacturing companies?
Oh yeah, we are not their father's shop, their grandfather's shop. They come in and they are amazed by the technology, the CNC machines, the robotics, the 3D printers. We've come a long way.
Mm-hmm. And so back in the early 80s, what kinds of companies were you working for? And how is that maybe different with those you're working with today? Any thoughts?
Back then, there were a lot of mold shops. The industry did take a hit back in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. Those that survived were innovative, and they continued to grow and prosper. And fortunately, we are one of the few.
And do you have any sense of what percent of the work you do is related directly to the automotive industry?
Probably about 30% right now.
Yeah, so think of that for a second. For our School Talks listeners, here we are in the Motor City, right?
Yep.
At one time, I think we produced 70% of the world's cars back in the 50s. And as you mentioned, in the 80s with the downturn, lots of mold shops and places went out of business because there was no work, etc. And you mentioned the ability to be innovative, to sustain yourself, and to be here today and have maybe a third of your work be automotive related speaks volumes to not only the change in the industry, right, but the number of employers you're working with. And on that note, what are some other types of industries you're servicing other than automotive?
We're currently servicing an aerospace industry.
Could you share with us an example of something you're doing and how it directly ties to an aerospace project?
Well, without naming their name.
Yeah, that's fine.
We have parts in space.
All right. Okay. That's fair enough. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So let me ask you, given how we've talked through this idea of things changing, how do you think a day like Manufacturing Day and this whole week coming up is shaping the future of the manufacturing industry?
Yeah, Manufacturing Day is very critical. The future of manufacturing really depends on talent and events like Manufacturing Day to inspire students early. It helps break the old stereotypes, like I mentioned. We're not their father's shop, their grandfather's shop. And it shows that this industry is about innovation and creativity. And it helps build the pipeline for skilled work that we all need to move forward. So Michigan stays ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we all need.
And when you think about, I'm sure you're very much aware of this, when you think about all of the defense contractors that are up and down Van Dyke and Warren and into Sterling Heights.
Know them well.
We're literally in the backyard of not only a changing industry, but one that is relevant to the future. Especially if you're, if you're making stuff for outer space, that's a lot different than, doing something for an automobile 30 years ago or 40 years ago. How long have you personally participated in Manufacturing Day?
Oh, gosh. We started probably 15 years ago in Manufacturing Day. I mean, we were one of the earlier shops to get in.
Keep coming back. So Paul Petrisch from Elite Mold and Engineering, I want to thank you for stopping by School Talks. Continue to appreciate the work you're doing for the kids in the county.
Happy to help.
And keep up the great work. Thanks for joining us. That concludes our program from here at the Macomb Intermediate School District as we prepare for Manufacturing Week. That's all the time we have for today, but remember, there are two ways to spell one and three ways to spell two. Till next time, this has been School Talks on 760 WJR.